This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news for today, March 11th, 2022. KPTZ is asking for your support during a two-day flash fundraiser that started yesterday. Do help KPTZ sustain and grow. Give what you can online, send a check, or stop by the station. County mandate requiring proof of vaccination in restaurants and bars will end at midnight tonight. But Dr. Allison Berry, Jefferson County's health officer, points out that right now, the risk of infection is high and wearing a mask is an act of community. A new gauge graphic on the Jefferson County Public Health website is designed to help the public know when wearing a mask in indoor public places is recommended. The gauge is located at the top of the case information page at jeffersoncountypublichealth.org. A high case rate means it is greater than 100 cases per 100,000 residents. The two-week case rate is currently 385 per 100,000. When the case rate is below 100 per 100,000, it will be safer for lower-risk populations to unmask in indoor spaces. Those at high risk of severe illness or those with household members at high risk should wait until that rate falls below 50. Even after today, masking will still be legally required for staff and visitors in many high-risk areas, and many businesses are continuing to ask for proof of vaccination. Please respect those precautions. Yesterday, two new cases were added to the Jefferson County count, bringing the total of cases since the beginning of the pandemic to 3,106. Updated statistics on counting infection and hospitalization will be issued today. For all county COVID information, go to jeffersoncountypublichealth.org. And here's an urgent heads up from the Styrocyclers who were in my newscast last week. All March Styrofoam collections are canceled because their truck to Kent will not be available. The storage is full, so they cannot take drop-offs until April. Check their Facebook page, Port Townsend Styrocyclers, for April dates. Please help spread the word. Following on the good COVID news, Port Townsend has issued a reopening plan that starts this coming Monday, March 14th, when council business and workshop meetings will be open to the public again. The public still has all the other options for attending meetings by computer, tablet, or phone. For information on how to remote access meetings, go to the city's website and click on Meeting Calendar. Council meeting archives can be found through the same link. Currently, City Council is the only body meeting in person, but there are more openings planned. If you do attend in person, you may provide comment at the appropriate point in the agenda. Submit written comment ahead of the meeting or just listen to the conversation. If you phone in, you will be limited to 3 minutes. For all meetings, the city continues to accept written public comments up to 2 hours before the start of each meeting. Send those emails to publiccomment@cityofpt.us. Staff will continue to include written comments into the public record. Lawmakers in Olympia gave unanimous approval on Tuesday to a statewide supplemental capital budget that invests in communities and creates jobs. It provides $140 million for schools. More than $440 million will be spent on housing, and $100 million will go for statewide broadband infrastructure grants. And in more good funding news, the First Federal Bank, a subsidiary of First Northwest Bancorp, has pledged $1 million to the Northwest Maritime Center to expand access to maritime education. The funding will be spread evenly across 10 years. The Macaw Indian Reservation at Nia Bay, that includes Cape Flattery and Shishai Beach, has been closed to the public for nearly 2 years because of the virus. The tribe has announced it will reopen to fully vaccinated visitors starting on Tuesday, March 15th. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.